This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acknowledge me!
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk! Ah, back in the saddle again. How you be, boys and girls? On a Wednesday afternoon, as we come to you live from the nation's capital, and always beyond, always live and free on the Odyssey app. Mad Max is back from Dunedin. How was the express jet up this morning?
Incredible flight. Shout out to my pilot. We didn't crash.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. There's been way too many of those.
Far too many.
Lately. So I'm glad you made it. Throwing session go okay yesterday?
It went all right. The arm's getting a little bit tight, but we just need some rest, some ice, and we'll be okay.
The dog days of March, as they call it?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Got to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you. Well, I hope everything turns out okay. And it's I'm glad that you could lend us your services today. Mad Max.
So am I.
Is on the other side of the glass with us today. And you can join us in on the showgram at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Please be nice to Max. Be nicer to me, for God's sakes. I mean, you guys can agitate the living daylights out of me sometimes on Twitter and on the phones.
I think you get too worked up about Twitter. It's just it comes with the territory, you know?
I know. I am getting it though. Woo!
Yeah.
After I retweeted a Javon Kinlaw report card grade from Over the Cap or SpotTrack or overthecap.com, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, are people, because they graded let me make sure I give it out right. They graded the Javon Kinlaw contract as an F.
They did.
As an F. And my immediate reaction on Monday afternoon when we first got the news and our new boss, Drabby, was right next to me, and you were here.
That's right.
Right? I think it was the three of us. And I said immediately, do you remember what I said?
You were
about Javon Kinlaw?
I don't remember exactly what you said, but the distilling it down, it was you were quite whelmed with the signing.
Yes. Well, from a financial perspective, I said, boy, that's a lot of money.
It is.
For that guy, right? Now, listen, I could be totally wrong. I just had not an argument, but a discussion.
A spirited conversation?
Spirited discussion, disagreement, what have you, with J.P. Finley and B. Mitch on 106.7. They were like, well, JP more specifically was like, hey, Jonathan Allen got this. The Milton Williams got $26 million a year, right? There's different tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Javon Kinlaw, if you break it into tiers, $25 million and over, $20 to $25 million, which is right around where Jonathan Allen is, although base it's lower. So he would be in tier three. He would be in the higher end of tier three, if you will, if you're using $5 million per brackets. You know, 15 to, say, 20 million or 19.9 million would be tier three, and Javon Kinlaw is at the very bottom end of tier three. Okay. Here's the problem. It's not just a one-year $15 million deal, which would still be too high, and it would all count against the cap this year. It's a three-year $45 million deal. Yes, they can get out of it after 2 years for like $6 million worth of dead money. Next year, whether Javon Kinlaw works out this year or not, next year, he's going to count like $18.5 million under the cap, right? So it's a pretty precipitous climb, right? If that's the right word, more precipitous drop. So maybe strong climb is basically what I'm trying to get at, right? So again, based on his lack of production as a run stopper, as even a pass rusher. And I understand, I think he had 4 sacks last year with the Jets. I understand he's a disruptor. He's a penetrator. We talked about all this on Monday. He can shoot gaps. That's what they want. They want to, as Ron once said, stop the run on the way to the quarterback. They want to shoot gaps. They want to penetrate. They want to blow things up. They want to do all of that, right? But the bottom line is, that doesn't mean it's a great contract. That doesn't mean that. You can disagree with the contract and not be a hater and not be a negative Nancy and not be some monger. You guys all think that the media just lives to see this team lose and rot in hell. I have no idea what you're talking about. Last year was great. It was so fun to talk about relevant, meaningful football. What are you talking about? Just because we've been critical of the circus in Ashburn for the last 25 plus years? There was good reason for it. But that doesn't mean just because they have somebody that's competent now, a lot of people that are competent, that doesn't mean that they're perfect and that they're right and that they're not going to make mistakes. They've already made plenty of mistakes. People don't want to admit it. They've already made plenty of mistakes. We've chronicled it. They've also hit plenty of booming doubles, long triples, a grand slam, obviously, at QB. Maybe that was easy in some people's eyes. I don't think it was that easy. They've done a lot good. But you people have your knickers and your panties in a twist because, God forbid, somebody doesn't love a contract that they gave out to an underachieving, career underachieving player. Right? So, listen. I don't know what you want out of me. Do you want me to not tell you the truth? Do you want me to go in Adam we trust? For every answer, whatever Adam thinks I'm good with, do you want that? Or is that not my job? I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. I will not tell you who. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. We're talking about the radio business, right? And we're talking about like easy outs as the host or the personality. You know, and if you say, whatever they think is right, I'm good with. Whatever Adam Peters thinks, I'm okay. And Adam Peters we trust, I'm good. That's fan talk. That's not our job. Our job is to analyze and opinionize the day's news and what is going on and what fans care about. And sometimes that's going to piss you off. And sometimes that's going to rub you the wrong way. But that's our job. And we give you the forum via the phones and or Twitter or texts or whatever to disagree. To say, I think you're wrong. That's why I take Paulie's call. That's why I take Lou's call. You think I like getting beat up by those guys all the time? You think I like to hear some of that stuff? Of course not. But it's a two-way street. If I'm going to criticize professional athletes, teams, decisions, fans, it's a two-way street. I've got to accept it, right? I've got to welcome it. So I do. What I don't get is when you all get mad because I didn't like something. Like, it's your right to tell me, here's why I think you're wrong. But to get mad at me and to paint me and Tom Lavero like some big haters and the most annoying people, I don't know, some dope wrote me last night. And I went after him pretty hard and too harshly. And he said, yeah, you're insufferable. You and Tom Lavero. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Commander, Mr. Burgundy and Gold, pom-poms attached to your ass cheeks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for having a different opinion, a different feeling, a different viewpoint than you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not believing everything hook, line, and sinker. Because you know what happens when you believe every bit of crap that's fed down your throat? Oh, this is going to be the greatest move. Oh, this is a great contract. Oh, this is this. This is that. You know what happens? You're wrong about 40, 45% of the time. Just like if you listen to this show, I'm going to be right 55, 60% of the time, maybe more. But there's going to be plenty of times that I'm wrong, where I don't see something coming. Nobody saw the Laramie Tunsil acquisition coming. But just because I disagree with the contract given to Javon Kinlaw doesn't mean that I'm a hater, doesn't mean that I'm negative, doesn't mean that I don't trust Adam Peters. Adam Peters makes mistakes, guys. He's already made them here. He makes mistakes. He's not impervious. He's not perfect. He's damn good. He's not perfect. So just take everything I say or anybody else that has an opinion that might be different than yours with a grain of salt. You can disagree. Do it respectfully. Do it passionately. I don't mind people disagreeing at all. But if you think that I'm just going to run around going, in Adam Peters we trust, in Adam Peters we trust, in Adam Peters we trust. Whatever they think is good. No, that's not how it works. You try filling up 3 hours plus a day doing that. It doesn't work that way, guys. So I didn't like the Javon Kinlaw contract. I like the Laramie Tunsil deal. Nobody had a problem with that, even though I pointed out some negative things. I like the Will Harris deal.
Got a lot of people pointing out negative things about Laramie Tunsil.
Exactly. As well they should, because not everything is perfect. Not everything is Shangri-La. Not everything is a Shamrock Shake, for God's sakes. I could go for one of those right now. Too much sugar.
Not a huge fan of mint.
I'm not a huge fan of mint, but if it's not very minty, like I think a thin mint is overly minty, but I think a Shamrock Shake from McDonald's or wherever, whoever makes them generally, a couple of times that I've had them in my life, because of the vanilla ice cream, it kind of neutralizes it a little bit, and it almost becomes just
extra cold?
Well, it almost becomes just a look thing as opposed to a taste thing.
Sure.
But I mean, now, I will say, notable exception, at the holidays, I'm not a peppermint guy.
Mm-hmm,
I'm not
either.
A peppermint shake guy. I'm not a peppermint candy guy. I'm not a thin mints. What do you call it? York peppermint patties.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do that. I'm none of that. But mint, like the green mint,
spearmint.
It, Yeah, if it's not overly done, I'm okay with. I'm okay with. But back to Javon Kinlaw. So overthecap.com graded out his contract as an F. They grade out every free agent signing. They gave Javon Kinlaw to the Commanders an F. And I said, see, this is what I was trying to tell you. And I linked up the audio from Monday's show. Da-da-da-da-da. It was my first visceral reaction. Do I understand sort of what they're doing? Yeah. Could I see it eventually being a fairly good value? Yeah, maybe. Do I believe that it's going to be a good value? No, not right now. But I haven't seen him here. And I can't just go, well, whatever Dan Quinn thinks, whatever Adam Peters thinks, because they failed last year in several evaluations. Okay? They did. So I can't just automatically hook, line, and sinker believe that. But overthecap.com lists 3 years, $45 million, $30 million in guarantees. And here's what they said. Most contracts in the NFL have some level of justification. This does not. The Jets signing Kinlaw at $7.5 million was a bad one last year. And this blows that away. 3 years, $45 million with $30 million full at signing. Insane, overthecap.com calls it. Teams that do stuff like this, because they have cap room, often wind up a mess in a year or two because the cap room is gone and they wonder why they have some of these contracts on the books. On paper, this is the worst signing of the early free agent period, and Kinlaw will have to play the best ball of his career to prove that it is the right contract. Grade F. Now, that's overthecap.com. You want to call them haters? Fine. You want to say they're crazy? Fine. You want to say Adam Peters and Brandon Sousa and Lance Newmark no more? Okay. But don't be so naive, blind, and ignorant to realize why people think this is such a bad deal. Because they've seen Javon Kinlaw play for his career. They've seen him play in two different spots. And while he's flashed occasionally, it has not been consistent. It has not been good enough. And everyone that actually knows football knows this. Period. Period. Right? So it's not a matter of me being a hater. If I was a hater, I would hate the Deebo Samuel deal. I would hate the Laremy Tunsil deal. I would hate the Will Harris deal. I like the Will Harris deal a lot. Guy can hit. He can run.
He can play everywhere in the secondary.
He's versatile. I didn't know a lot about him besides the versatility.
The more I learn, the more I like.
Exactly. You go and, now again, you can't just watch highlights on a guy, but...
But highlights matter.
But highlights do matter, and they show you part of the skill set. And he can cover, and he can close space, and he can hit. Now, you worry about late hits, you worry about illegal hits, penalties, that type of thing, what have you, but he is an explosive and fast athlete. They may have stumbled on something here. That being said, you can't call somebody a hater because they didn't like the Javon Kinlaw contract, and yet they liked the Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, and Will Harris deals, and didn't mind De'Ami Brown leaving, and didn't mind. I mean, I would have loved to have kept Jeremy Chinn.
Would have been nice.
I'm not going to kill them for that. I'm not.
No, you can't control what free agents do.
I would have liked to have kept Cornelius Lucas. I'm not going to kill them for that. Derek Forrest, before his injury 2 years ago, was a promising and emerging safety. He was never the same from the start of that year, 2023, then got hurt, and then they wouldn't activate him until they were pretty much desperate last year. So nobody should have expected him to come back. I don't know why anybody would have. Off to Buffalo. But again, what I take umbrage with is this notion that because you criticize one move or one contract, that you're going to be painted with a broad brush, when in actuality, the reality is, I like every other move that they've made for the most part. You can question a lot of things. Maybe John Bates coming back for 3 years is too much with Colson Yankoff in the fold. Maybe, but they felt it was important to have one of the better blocking tight ends, and that's the term that it took, right? I mean, again, we can argue different things all day long. Fine, that's what we do. But nobody's a hater. Tom Lavero and I got labeled as basically that. I don't want to speak for Tom. Tom's got his own mind. Tom's critical of a lot of people and a lot of things. He has a right. That's his job. He's a columnist. He's not a fanboy. He doesn't have pom-pom surgically attached. I'll put it on his wrists to avoid the visual. Pom-poms attached to your ass cheeks? That too? We'll just, for Tommy, we'll just do the wrists. If you got a nice looking derriere, if you got a nice looking booty, we could talk about that. Okay? 301-230-0980. I just wanted to open up with that. Get that out of the way. What do you make? And I guess we obviously turn it into a question. What do you, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, what do you make of overthecap.com giving an F to the Javon Kinlaw contract? More than the acquisition or the talent, an F to the contract. But, of course, the talent and the player is part of the reason, if not the main reason, why the contract is an F. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The official league year starts in 2 hours and 37 minutes. We'll count you down and keep you up to date on everything we have and come across right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Ah, a little Steely Dan for you, huh? I told you I saw them at United Center in Chicago last year, right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't love it because I didn't know enough of the songs, mm-hmm. but I knew this song.
They got some hits.
Yeah. It was just a warm-up. It was just the appetizer for the Eagles.
Of course.
It's a great show. I wonder if I'm ever going to see the Eagles again. My favorite group of all time, not the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think it's
my favorite
cards.
Group of all time. I mean, they've been doing this run at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
We got to get you out there.
I agree. It's got to come up with a lot of money.
Well,
it's not cheap, man.
It's not.
But yeah, wonder if I'm ever gonna get that opportunity again. All right, we got a bunch of college basketball already underway, including over at Capital One Arena.
That's right, baby, 8-10.
Yeah, there you go. Richmond and Davidson just turned on Virginia and Georgia Tech. We'll get you updated on that in a sec. Georgetown tonight in the opener of the Big East against DePaul, who they played just the other day. You got the Patriot League final tonight.
Yeah.
Navy and American Ooh. For a trip to the NCAA tournament. So that should be interesting. So you got a lot going on. But real quickly, and this is going to lead into obviously what we're going to start the show mostly with. Not start the show, but be the crux of the show. Last night we found out Joey Bosa signed with the Buffalo Bills or agreed to terms with the Buffalo Bills. 1 year, $12.6 million. 29 years old, played 14 games last year. That's healthy for him. He's only played, I think, in, 28 games over the last 3 years. So, you know, again, understand the hesitation, understand the pause. That being said, he's a damn good player. He's a damn good player. 17 forced fumbles, 72 career sacks in 107 regular season games. And if you go back and watch the All-22 of the first 25-plus minutes, him and Khalil Mack had their way with Laremy Tunsil. Switching, rotating sides. Now, Laremy Tunsil took over the game as the game wore along. But again, you don't have to know much about the NFL to know that Joey Bosa is a damn good player when he's on the field. Problem is, he's not on the field a lot. Did it bother you in any way, shape, or form knowing that the Commanders need an edge that they weren't willing, and there was no report, that they weren't willing to go, I don't know, $13 million? Maybe Joey Bosa wouldn't have considered. I don't know why, but does it bother you in any way knowing that they need an edge pass rusher? Because presumably they're not bringing back Dante Fowler, although they could. Presumably they're not bringing back Cleveland Farrell, although they could. And even if they do, they still need help. 301-230-0980. More on that. Plus, an additional question to that, which will be, again, the crux of what we get into here in just a couple of moments on the other side. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Wow, you're digging into the bag here, Mad Max, huh? How about that? Little Footloose. This is, circa 1985?
I think that's right.
Somewhere in that range? Did you hear what Brett Favre had to say about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, God. No, I have not. Enlighten me.
Well, I'm going to save it. Don't let me forget to get to it.
That's what we call a tease in the biz.
Exactly. It's crazy. It's pretty crazy. Listen, so we asked, Joey Bosa gets 1 year $12.6 million from the Bills. Clearly, they are a Super Bowl contender, as are the Commanders. We don't know if the Commanders were in on Joey Bosa. I didn't see anything reported in that regard. Again, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Probably not, based on the fact that, again, nothing leaked, but can't say for sure. Maybe they were quietly poking around. Maybe they had no interest because of the injury history. Again, 28 games over the last 3 years, but he did play in 14 last year, so that's half of that total. I understand anybody that would have an objection to a guy like Joey Bosa just simply based on availability. Got it. That being said, when you really, really, really need help at that position, it's hard to ignore his production, even if it's part-time production based on history, right? So I do think a reasonable argument could have been made for the Commanders to go 1 year, $13.5 million to maybe beat the Bills, if that was what it took. I think a reasonable argument could have been made for that. Can I sit here, stomp on the table, and say they suck, they did a terrible thing, they're awful, they're concerned? No, I can't. I think a reasonable argument could have been made and can be made that they could have gone there, that they should have gone there. That being said, maybe it's because they're in the process of trading for Trey Hendrickson. What? Yeah. The Commanders continue to be tied into that name, Trey Hendrickson, for good reason. From the get-go, when he got permission to seek a trade, Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, one of the preeminent NFL insiders, the first team he mentioned was the Commanders. And others have mentioned the same thing as well. Now, whether that's to what degree, we don't know. But we know this. They need pass rush help. They need defensive end edge, what have you. Now, clearly, again, they didn't go there for Bosa. But Trey Hendrickson's a different dude. Now, he's also a much, 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 much more expensive dude. So is he a must-have at this point? When you have let Josh Sweat, when you have let others go off the board at that position, Bosa, obviously, who we just mentioned, Khalil Mack went back to the Chargers. I think they would have been very interested in him. I think they were. Harold Landry went to the Patriots. Hassan Reddick went to the Buccaneers. Chase Young went back to the Saints. So on and so forth.
Got the bag.
Yes. Oh, he did. But with those guys off the board, and now specifically Bosa, because I went home last night thinking, still a chance at Bosa. And that ended about 10 o'clock last night. Is Trey Hendrickson a must-have? Again, listen to the way I'm phrasing the question. Is Trey Hendrickson a must-have? Or is he a want-slash-desire, but not a must-have? And or is he not a have at all based on the fact that it could cost them $35 million per year on an extension and a second-round pick, because they don't have a third-round pick anymore. A second-round pick. And you can't say, well, a second-round pick next year because they don't have that. So it could cost them a second-round pick this year. Or it could possibly cost them the number 29 overall pick, which I don't think they would do. But is Trey Hendrickson a must-have? I'll give you my answer to that coming up, but first I want to get to you on the phones. Let's go to Steve in Columbia first up in the leadoff spot. Hey, Steve, how are you? Steve?
Hey, Chris, good.
What's going on?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just wanted to say, you know, you're entitled to get worked up if you want to. I don't pay attention to Twitter for anything, or X or whatever the hell it's called, for anything. But I'll say this, that Kinlaw, whatever his name is, I agree with you. To me, he hasn't shown anything at all. I was shocked that they went out and got him. Maybe, and I don't really understand the philosophy on the defensive side of the ball when it comes to pass rushing and stopping the run with this group, to be honest with you. So I don't know what they were thinking. I think it was a bad move. I think the contract was bad. And I would go for Hendrickson, definitely, because this team had no production from the defensive ends. And Cleveland Farrell, whatever his name is, he's nothing. He's just a guy.
They did have production from Fowler. It's just they didn't get any run support from him.
It wasn't when you really needed it.
No, that's fair.
He got it early in the year, yeah. You know, type of thing. We need a dog, man. And so this Kinlaw, that money could have been spent somewhere else to me. So I agree with you.
What if Kinlaw is not just a true defensive tackle, meaning you can play him in there sometimes at his natural position, right? But it's been suggested, I mentioned this on the show yesterday, that he could play a role that, I don't want to call it the Red Bryant role, but the dude was Red Bryant with Seattle with Quinn and Pete Carroll back in the day, where he was like, they called him an elephant end. And he was basically 315, 320. I think he was actually bigger than that. And they put him out on the edge, maybe a little wide alignment, not a wide nine, but a little wide alignment. And basically his big body was there to funnel everything back into the inside. If that's what they get out of Javon Kinlaw, and they get some good quality penetration snaps from defensive tackle, maybe the contract becomes worth it. If not, then the contract's not worth it, in my opinion. And it's a major if.
I agree with you. And my thing with what you just said is, Kinlaw has not shown anything with the 49ers or the Jets.
I agree.
So why would he all of a sudden show something here?
I agree.
That's my thought on it.
I agree. Appreciate right. the phone call. Thank you, Steve. Good to hear from you. Let's get to Little real quickly here before the timeout. What's up, Little? How are you?
Rooster, shout out to your man, Mad Max. Well, I was telling Max, Rooster, I think you got to base all this, man, the contract money there. But let me use this as a parable. When John Allen was playing with us, do you think you think he was paid well? Or you think we?
Oh, he was overpaid. There's no doubt about it based on the production. No doubt.
Now, the reason I want to use that as a parable, what make you think he would get $20 million a year at Minnesota?
Well, he didn't get a true guaranteed $20 million a year. It's actually like $51 million over 3 years, and it's worth up to $60 million is what I've
read. He got more than we would ever thought.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that. That's a little bit richer than I thought. Sure.
I think it's about the EPA, Rooster. But when you take a player like this kid that's coming from Kinlaw, in college he played defensive end, so he's versatile.
Yes.
And when he come here, he's gonna come here with a demeanor and an attitude. Oh, okay. Well, I'm hearing a lot of this. And then he would think he would have you in his corner, ex New Yorker. You know what I'm saying? And when you come and get that interview from this kid, you'll be, oh, come on, man. You ain't believe in me. And then trust me, just like the big fella, y'all was on my man, the quarterback. Y'all call him a bum off the bat. And with quarterback, I was hearing y'all. Y'all ain't get this man a shot. Y'all
Wait, said, oh, who?
He go.
Who?
Our second string quarterback.
Oh, Marcus Mariota. Well, I wouldn't call him a bum. I didn't love him as a player. And as a matter of fact, I didn't like him at all as a player. And his track record would suggest that I was right. Linnell was the one that called him a quitter and a bum and, you know, all that stuff.
But you ain't like him as a player until he got on the field and showed he could
ball. Yeah, I mean, he played well for a game and a half, sure.
Oh, okay. That's the point I'm trying to get across. Was to get this kid a chance, man. He coming in here with a demeanor, a whole new defensive scheme. And trust me, when you get that interview, is he gonna be rough on you, my man?
Listen,
God bless y'all. Hey, look,
I'll be on. If he comes on the show, if he comes on the show, I'll be completely honest with him and be like, look, you know, I mean, the track record would suggest that. The 49ers didn't give up on him, and the Jets didn't give up on him, as a free agent, for no reason.
He coming into a scheme. I actually think we're going to use him as defensive end. And guess what? Well, ain't over with yet.
Yeah,
I think we're going to go get that Cleveland. We're going to get that other Cleveland defensive end, the one that ate up Wiley.
I have a thought. First of all, he's not with Cleveland anymore. He got traded to Detroit, but... You're on to something. Yeah, I'll explain why. You're on to something. I'll let you go. 1:47 and change. Team 980, or I should say 47 minutes after the hour, because you might not be listening live. You might be listening on the Odyssey app. You might be listening on Rewind. You might be listening on the podcast, what have you. 47 minutes after the hour, 13 until the top. We'll continue to take your calls. And yes, Za'Darius Smith is a name you should keep in your mind. That's more on that coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, approaching the end of hour number one. Good to have you with us. Along with Mad Max on the other side of the glass, I am merely the rooster, Chris Russell. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. With Joey Bosa off the board, is trade for Trey Hendrickson a must? Mad Max, this might surprise you. I say no.
That is kind of surprising.
A trade is not a must. It's a desire. It's a want in a perfect world.
Sure.
But remember, since he initially asked for a trade, the price went way up.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett being a fraud and signing a long-term deal for $40 million a year with the Cleveland Browns bleeped everything up.
It changed a lot.
Because now Trey Hendrickson is not a $30 million per year player. And maybe he wasn't going to be anyway. Maybe it was going to be 31 or 32. But it damn sure wasn't going to be close to 40. And now, it very well could be.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to be like a 35 to 40 type range.
And if I have to give one of my remaining draft picks, presumably a second, but maybe a late first, I don't know. Even though 35 sacks in the last 2 years would be great, and I have no doubt that he's a really good ball player, he'd fit in here perfect. I know the kid's a hard worker. I know somebody out in Cincinnati, they love him, right? Never going to be a problem, never going to be a hot dog, never going to be, you know, I mean, think Ryan Kerrigan with maybe a lot more juice, okay? That's what you should think. Not just because he's white, but I'm just saying, you know, think that type of personality, that type of worker, if you will. But with Joey Bosa off the board, is a trade for Trey Hendrickson a must? I say no. Because there's plenty of other options, and we just discussed one of them. But let's get to you on the phones. Let's say hello to Lou, who was too busy yelling at me over nothing yesterday. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, Rucio?
Lou, you're going to be nicer today? You're going to be nicer today, huh?
Hell to the nine. I ain't going to be nice today either. I'm going to be talking a lot of crap. But, nah, look, man, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say no on Trey because, you know, I just don't see that money in giving up a second round or first round with Cincinnati's looking for. That's a no to me. But as far as Chris, man, come on with the insult, man. What's up with that, man? Well, you keep calling his name, man. That's not cool, man.
What name? What names? What are you talking about?
You know what name you be calling us, man. Come on, man. We don't deserve that, Chris. Nobody on the radio be calling us no pom-pom with a whatever you be talking about with their ass. What? Come on, man.
What?
Why you gotta go that far?
Wait a second. No.
Attached to your ass cheeks?
Yeah, that. I mean, I'm not calling you specifically that. I'm calling the people that say I'm not allowed to have a negative reaction or a negative opinion that and that I'm a hater because of it.
Chris, it's on the radio, and you pretty much calling, you included me and everybody else, and that's, come on, man.
Lou, did he say your name?
Mentioned you by name earlier because you called up yesterday trying to rip me to shreds, and you had no line. You had no reason to, just like Paulie had no reason to on Monday. But that doesn't mean that you are a burgundy and gold pom-pom wearing ass cheek devices. No, that doesn't mean that. That's separate. That's reserved for different people. It just means
you
you're wrong.
Clean them out, man. You can't. At this point, I feel like it's an insult, and I'm gonna be like, man, where's CK? Chris need to go back to the CBS station where he used to work at in Buffalo. You don't need him here, man.
Wow,
that's what I wanted to kind of say.
You want to get me? You want to get me off the radio? You want to get me off the radio?
No, I'm not trying to do that, but I just don't think that is necessary for you to be calling us. Now, I know you're not calling me personally, but it's like you call, like, come on, Chris. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't know what you're trying to say. You're mad because I had the audacity to use a colorful description of people that think that I'm like poison because I have a negative opinion of something. Pom-poms attached to your ass cheeks? That. Goodbye. Goodbye, Lou. Well, I'm sure we'll talk tomorrow. I love how you guys all hate me. You want me to go back to Siberia? Yeah, I mean, you want me fired, and yet you call the radio show every day.
Felt like a terrorist negotiation for a minute.
Right? I mean, I think Lou's a good guy. He's just frustrated with me. I think he's, I think what he likes is syrupy sweet radio. I think he likes, like, if I was the male equivalent of Delilah. Do you know who Delilah is?
Oh,
right?
Quite familiar, yes.
Okay. And if we played love songs and if we, and if we let everybody tell their life story. And if we inspired each other and sang Kumbaya on the radio. That's what I mean, seriously, that's what I think Lou wants. That's what I think half of you want.
You're
maybe
saying
three quarters.
You don't want to hold hands and sing Kumbaya with
no,
me?
I don't. I want to be left alone. I like y'all, but I want to be left alone. I want to go home, and I want to be left alone.
I respect it.
And I want to not have to drive 3 hours a day.
Well, beggars can't be choosers.
End of hour number one. 2 more hours to go.